When we think, may I view myself as the lowest of all, may I view myself as least precious, it's deliberate. It's a view. It's an imputation. It's a believing that we are generating from the side of wisdom. We want this view because it'll lead to cherishing others. It'll lead to the destruction of our self-cherishing. We deliberately impute least precious coming from wisdom. So why is this important to distinguish? Because there's two ways of seeing yourself as the lowest of all. And we must know the difference and we must practice correctly. So when we think deliberately in order to love naturally and to quickly follow the 8 steps to happiness, we impute from wisdom side, I'm the least precious. This view we have happily developed deliberately. We're delighted, we're following, we're making an offering to our guru. So we're happy, we're so happy to view ourselves as the least precious. We are thinking least precious from our own side. We've created this view through wisdom. There is no basis for it to cause us discouragement or lack of confidence. We keep our confidence with energy to accomplish Dharma realizations and to benefit others. If, on the other hand, through misunderstanding, without wisdom, so this view's coming from ignorance, I am the lowest, the worst, I'm incapable, I'm stupid, I'm hopeless, worthless, like boom, 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 like that. I think most of us know what that feels like. This is actually self-cherishing. So coming from ignorance, we're like, yeah, I've got it. I'm the lowest. I'm the least precious. You know what? I'm pathetic, worthless, useless, the worst Dharma practitioner. And we like a little bit beating ourselves. This isn't the practice of humility. And we don't have it naturally unless we've got extraordinary imprints. We're training in this precious view coming from wisdom. So if we think from ignorance, I'm hopeless, worthless, useless, what does that do to our Dharma practice? We become so discouraged. We have almost no energy. We can't even look at Buddha because Buddha's so bright and we're so worthless, such a bad practitioner. So Geshe-la says, we then don't want to do anything. We're hopeless, worthless, useless. Nothing. So does that sound like the practice of one of the steps to pure and everlasting happiness? This is very different from the view of being the least precious that we've developed from wisdom. And Geshe-la encourages us, we need to distinguish clearly between these two views of being the least precious. So I hope that's helpful. I think this very useful, practical instruction. So there's not much point in checking. Am I the lowest? Am I the least precious? Let's check. Because if you check, you can't find the self that we normally see. So we don't need to check. We're imputing. It's beneficial believing that leads to good results, the cherishing of all living beings. So, if we check, the precious, the least precious that we normally see does not exist. So we should maintain humility. By doing this, we create a huge collection of merit and we prevent any pride. So Geshe-la says, never allow ourselves to be discouraged. So it is a big topic, but we need to check. If we're becoming discouraged, we need to check avoiding action. Always keep confidence. So again, I would say this unusual instruction, where we are the lowest and confident, is a beautiful combination. Actually, because we're putting this instruction into practice, we can be supremely confident because we're following the instructions of our spiritual guide. And through that faithful mind, pure confidence is coming. So, Venerable Geshe-la encourages us, even as we gain realizations, become more humble. Whatever our position, for example, say you're a resident teacher, more humble, more humble, is so important. Geshe-la says, people cannot see pure beings. They see your behavior. So in our Dharma centers, we are literally the advertisement for Kadam Dharma. So at our centers, whatever our position, we practice this beautiful instruction. There is no one less precious than me. Always show a humble manner. Follow Geshe Langri Tampa's advice. And Geshe-la says, I read this sometimes. He reads this. It touches me. The kindness of Geshe Langri Tampa. I became a pure teacher, a pure practitioner through this advice. So with pride, the rocky peaks of pride, love won't come. Do we know our pride is an obstacle to our love? Exaggerating or focusing on our good qualities or possessions and feeling arrogant. Love won't grow. Compassion won't grow. Faith, our spiritual life, won't grow. So how precious is this instruction to maintain a humble, respectful attitude, have the openness of mind to learn from everyone and every situation. And good qualities and inspiration will flow, pour into our mind like streams flowing into a valley.